Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are only really talking about a name. It's just a name. Oh, but it's only the name of the third Spider-Man movie.
But a rose, if it was didn't smell so sweet, would it by any other name? I don't know, Shakespeare. All that I read for that, we have no control over.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
Jeff, I'm here coming at you from my Dallas cave, and it's a little disheveled today, but we had to hop right on. No time to prepare, because we have a name for Spider-Man 3!
Yeah, big news.
Huge news.
Huge news? I mean, we knew it was going to have something to do with home, right? Because we had Homecoming and then Far From Home. But then there are so many possibilities, especially with the multiverse opening up. It's like,
right?
You know, it could have been Phone Home.
Yeah, there were so many talked about, but let's just get to it. It's No Way Home. Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
No Way Home. I think this leads to a lot of the things we've been talking about. It could be like No Way Home lists two major plot lines that we've discussed the Spider-Man movie being. So let's just jump right into it. The Mephisto of it all and the
Mephisto of it all.
One More Day storyline from comics, which is where Mephisto offers him a deal where he can unreveal his identity to the world. Is that what I'm getting? But he loses MJ.
The deal was so that Aunt May would survive.
Right.
And Aunt May surviving required the relationship between him and MJ being undone, that whole history being unwritten.
Right.
And MJ asked that Mephisto also remove the public knowledge of his secret identity from the world.
And right. Mephisto's
like, cool.
Which I don't think they're going to go like so specifically. I don't think it's going to get exactly everything in there, but we have a few clues to that. I mean, his the fact that he's been revealed. His name has been revealed to the world. So like if he's offered that, you can absolutely see that being an element. He's started a relationship with MJ. They don't have a long history, which makes me feel like that's not as likely. But there's that clip we have seen or set photos we've seen of him looking at her from afar, and she's like at a job and he's looking at her like with this longing.
And he's got that slip of paper that looks like it, you know, here's an address.
Exactly.
I'm not supposed to be giving you this information, but sliding you an address kind of thing.
Right. And it makes me think that could be the end of the movie where he like no longer knows MJ and he's given up his relationship with MJ. Now they'd have to do a lot of work to get us there. Like the idea that they not only are they in a relationship, which they just barely started in Far From Home, but like it's important enough to be the stakes of the movie. If that makes sense, like that would be big. They have a lot of heavy lifting to do while including Mephisto and all this stuff to do that.
Yeah. You know, honestly, with like based on what we're seeing in WandaVision and we're thinking multiverse for a lot of this stuff, it's my thought that the lasting consequence of this film, especially with Doctor Strange being a big part of it, is that Peter's going to get stuck in a different verse of the multiverse with No Way Home.
Mm.
And that's going to be the end of the movie where he's trying to figure out his life in this new place with nobody knowing who he is. And him, like, either he didn't exist in this reality or, like, he didn't have powers in this reality.
Right.
And, like, maybe this is the reality where Miles Morales is the Spider-Man. And then we maybe get Spider-Men later.
Yeah.
Or this could just be the last film in his contract and we just never see him again. And this is the way to write him out into the Sony Spider-Verse.
Right. He could wake up at the end of this in No Way Home. He can't get home, which home is his homecoming was coming back to the MCU.
Right.
And now No Way Home is him leaving the MCU.
Right.
That would bum me out because that would basically mean that Marvel and Sony can't get their shit together again, which like I'm just tired of it. Go ahead and sign a 50-year contract, please, to share these characters. But, you know, barring that happening, that this is a possibility. Now, the other theory that I like a lot, and you're kind of talking about it here, him getting trapped in another part of the multiverse. So like the Mephisto thing seems pretty possible, but also just a multiverse story where he's like out in the universe trying to get home, which reminds me of
Sliders.
Absolutely. It also reminds me a little bit of any time travel movie where you go back and change the past. Yep. Stargate. I don't know. Stargate's more like just traveling to different worlds. It's not so much multiversal, but like being able to jump, like going between universes and trying to find your way home reminds me of Back to the Future, where you go back and change something small, which could relate to the Mephisto of it all. Like if something small has been changed in the past, and then suddenly he can't get back to the world he loves, you know, and has to try to figure out how to do that. And they've told us in Endgame that's not how time travel works, but still it reminds me a little bit of that. Like if there's some small change to the history of his world that he can't go back and he's trying to get back to his home. The question is, does this title relate to the end of the movie or the beginning of the movie? Does he get lost in the multiverse and he's trying to get home the whole movie, or does he get lost in the multiverse at the end and there's no way back? It seems like the more interesting movie would be he's lost in the multiverse and he's trying to get back. But I just don't like it's weird if the title relates to the ending of the movie, right?
Yeah. Like you would think that the title would be something about, you know, the film as a whole.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than like the film title is actually the consequences.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so like I feel like the sim title is going to be a little bit what's the word? Deceptive in that I think there is going to be a way home. Like I think he's going to be able to find a way to his family and to MJ and things, but maybe not. That could be a really tragic ending. That thing with the slip of paper, I mentioned it being at the end, but it could be the first 30 minutes. Like he makes a deal at the beginning. He no longer gets to be with MJ, but then he regrets it so hard. He fights his way back to whatever universe he,
and that's why he goes to Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Like I
because
made this
he
mistake.
Knows that this wizard guy, yeah, he knows that this wizard guy can fix his mistake.
Or,
oh man, that would be so cool.
Or he doesn't go to Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange goes to him and he's like, what did you do?
Oh, you broke it.
Like you broke
Damn
the
it,
universe.
Peter, you broke it again.
Who did you make a deal with? Who did you invite into our universe that changed it in such a way? I'm supposed to be protecting from this kind of thing. And you just invited them in, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yep, so those are my big two takeaways from the title itself. What do you think? Any other?
You know, honestly, I don't love Doctor Strange just coming to him and chastising him because that still puts Peter in the very teenage, stupid kid kind of role rather mm-hmm. than him like making that adult understanding or that adult decision and coming to terms with the fact that like what he did was bad and then like trying to fix it. Like he made a mistake. He made a bad decision in a desperate point in his life. And then because he wants to fix it, he has to make that call of like, I messed up. I got to go find somebody to help undo this.
Yeah.
And he seeks out Dr. Strange. I like that more than Dr. Strange coming to him being like, stupid Peter, you did a stupid thing. Ah,
I definitely hear that, but also just where their relationship is right now. This is, you know, we've been saying how happy we are they chose a younger Peter Parker. It's because we get those younger stories. Like, it would be weird of them. I feel like it's only three movies in. I do think it's time for him to sort of ascend that and be like, to mature. Yeah, yeah, to start to mature. But I don't think jumping him to like whatever in the One More Day storyline in comics, he's been Spider-Man for many years. He's married, all this stuff. Like, that's not going to be the Peter we have. So we can't just jump past him. Like the last interaction he had with, I think he's earned Doctor Strange's respect, but I don't think Doctor Strange thinks of him as an adult yet, like as a peer. He still thinks of him as a young, Like the last movie started with him calling him his ward, you know, calling him Iron Tony's Man's ward. Yeah. Like, he's like, is this your ward? Which was so good. Such a good, like, sort of Batman joke. I like it a lot. Okay. So the other thing that's included in this, we should say how they announced it. They dropped it on Twitter with a video of the three main characters, MJ, Peter, and
Ned.
Ned, thank you. I want to say Genki, but that's the other version. they kind of base him on Genki from comics.
They base the physicality on Genki, but
yeah.
Ned leads.
Yeah.
Hobgoblin. Eventually.
So what if we get that? Like, there've been some speculation because the guy who plays Ned Leeds has gotten a little more fit lately.
Yeah, he dropped a lot of weight.
What if that's one of the consequences of traveling to the other universe, that Ned Leeds is no longer his guy in the chair, but he's Hobgoblin?
Oh, that would be so good. I need that.
That would be really, really good.
Oh, I need that so much.
I would like that a lot. Anyway, so it's the three of them, the actors who play the three of those characters, coming out of the office of John Watts, the director, and saying, like, he gave us another fake name. He's like, why didn't
they they had all mentioned on, I believe, Instagram, like, that they were announcing the name, like, so happy to announce the official name of Spider-Man 3. And the one that Tom Holland had announced or whatever was Phone Home.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Zendaya had announced was Home Slice. And the one that Jacob Batalon had announced is Home Wrecker.
Right.
And, like, it's ridiculous. None of those make any sense for being like a real movie title.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's all very fun. I liked it a lot. But then they walk by and behind them, they're like, why won't they tell us the truth? What have I ever spoiled? And they're like,
literally everything.
Like, they say the last movie title, you spoiled the last movie title to Tom Holland. And then they walk out of the office, and then the camera pans over to a very busy whiteboard, which we've talked a lot about whiteboards lately.
I still, like, today,
yeah,
while at work, I was like, I need a whiteboard.
Yeah, I feel like more nerds are getting whiteboards this year. This big whiteboard, just to connect all our conspiracy theories, it looks like that, tons of stuff written on the board, and it, like, we're gonna go through that board and kind of talk about it a little bit, some of the little clues and hints that might be on that board. It's just crazy scrawl, but on the board is the name Spider-Man No Way Home, with all kinds of things around it, which I will bring onto the screen now. So you
show
guys can
see that beautiful spider footage.
Yeah. If you're watching this in the video version on YouTube, you can see the board. We're going to discuss it in a way that if you're listening to the audio version on the podcast, you can understand what we're talking about. But as you can see, this crazy whiteboard here, on the YouTube video, and we'll go kind of thing by thing and talk about it, because there's a lot. So it's a lot of other names that they did not go with.
And we see a lot of imagery of things that get us speculating really hard, like all the hexagons. And
I love it. So it's so meta. We've been talking about how WandaVision has the meta nature, but a lot of these things and names we've heard before, and they've been named, and they're like, like Home Sweet Home, they wrote gross. And they say Home Worlds, they wrote boring, which was definitely a thing they talked about it being after Endgame. They talked about it being Home World.
Yep.
But you're right, there's hexagons, which is it's definitely a WandaVision reference.
that symbol in the top left looks a lot like the PIM particle, or the PIM Foundation's stuff.
Yes, it does.
So that, you know, that reminds me of that. I could see the picture there of the drawing of the arc reactor.
Yeah, there's two of those. There's one right here as well. So there's an arc reactor, and there's another arc reactor symbol there. It looks very similar to the one he creates in Iron Man 3.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that one does. I'm looking at
these names, like, can't find home.
Yeah,
it's scratched out with a what beside it. Like, what even is that?
It really is like it's like names that they came up with. Some of them make a lot of sense, and some of them are like trolls from the community that think people thought, like, Homeworlds is definitely one people had speculated about, and they have it crossed out and wrote boring. Like you said, can't find home, which is very similar to the actual title, which is No Way Home.
Right.
But can't find home scratched out and says, what? Which, like, to me, that's like them actually trolling themselves. Like, that's probably something they thought about, you know,
right.
It's not even, doesn't sound grammatically correct or something. It just sounds wrong.
And then close to home, hits too close to home. Like, that was the reason that they didn't want that one, is that it hits too close to home. Like, yeah, that's goofy.
They have all the titles written and then crossed out, and then in color letters, they have like their commentary about the title, and it's close to home, and then it says it hits too close to home, which is just a bad dad joke. It's just a bad dad joke.
And I love it.
Yeah, me too. What's the symbol here with the cube? Is it a hypercube when you have a cube inside a cube? And it's like, there's something in physics, and that kind of looks like the symbol for a hypercube or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know at all.
I'm not sure either.
I'm looking at this this other hexagon that is very much a chemical formula or a chemical compound symbol. And
OH, OH, OH.
I mean, that's oxygen and hydrogen.
Right. And then it's
but what's it connected to? I don't know what that symbol is. It's a hexagon, but I'm saying I don't know what the chemical symbol is. Somebody's gonna write in and tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I love the listenership out there has basically their experts in all the different things that we aren't. So let us know. Let us know somebody.
It's a community effort.
Yeah, for sure. And then we have stay at home.
Stop.
An arrow pointing to stop.
And hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass. That's a reference to this year. I was all staying at home.
Yep.
Oh man.
And so is homeschooled.
Yep.
Right, homeschooled. Below it. Zooming home.
Aunt May says no.
And then the zooming home is like, you know, all of the Zoom calls that everybody has been on this year.
Yep.
Please stop.
That's great.
Homesick, and then that gross Spider-Man symbol. Like,
it's a Spider-Man coronavirus, is what that is. It's Spider-Man with the little dashes shooting out of it like a coronavirus molecule, and it says homesick, which is, but also could just be like snot, I guess, like hitting a thing. I don't know. It's gross.
It's gross, and it says ugh.
Yeah, ugh. We get more hexagons. They are trying so hard with the hexagons.
It's too much.
We thought maybe that they'd be like, you'd think after WandaVision pointed out the fact that almost every MCU movie has used hexagons in such a heavy handed way for all this time that we never noticed, but now we are because everything's a hex. They'd step away, but no, they're just trolling us with more hexagons in Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's exactly it, is that this isn't like John Watts trolling us. This is Marvel. Like, Marvel, Kevin Feige told him to do this. Like, put hexagons on the board. It'll really fuck with them.
I love it. I love just the moment we have of like us all being obsessed with hexagons because of WandaVision, and they're dropping the name right in the middle, and they're just like putting hexagons as a little reference to this exact moment. And how cool is it that we have this like constant conversation with Marvel going on where, like, you know, or about Marvel, that they can troll us in this way. It's just fun. Keep trolling
Marvel.
It kind of
feels like it is a conversation with Marvel at this point where we're like, and they're like, no.
Yeah, for sure.
So webcamming is really funny. I love the commentary is keep it PG.
Yeah, webcamming is keep it PG. And then and it says it needs a home in the title, which is pretty great because it's just like, not right at all. It's just not right.
And then Far From Home, it's like, come on, we did this already.
What is this? We got a symbol, we got a hex, and it looks like something, some dots, like they're falling from this area, or I don't know. You see what I'm talking about? These little.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks like Spider. Salt Bay has sprinkled something.
Yeah,
on it.
It looks like something's being sprinkled, or like some droppings, spider droppings, I guess. Yeah.
Could be droplets of some sort. I don't know. It's imagery that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's continue our exhaustive. I love getting to do this. And then we have the actual name here, which just has spider webbing all around it. There's also spider webbing throughout the image. We didn't touch on this one. There's like a spider webbing with a cocoon layered on top too. We missed that.
Yeah, like something's wrapped up in webbing.
Mm.
Who do you think it is?
They said they have homemade listed here. It says too cutesy. And then home alone.
Copyright issues. Oh, that's good. So good.
That's good. I like it a lot.
Home run. What? Sports ball. I identify with this commentary. I relate to this commentary so hard.
Well, they mentioned sports, so we're going to move on. Yep. They have welcome home and they just have a red line crossed through it with no commentary, which I find kind of interesting because they're like, that's not what's happening in this movie.
Yep.
And also next to the sports ball one, we also have this weird sort of misted out cell, it almost looks like. And more, we also have more, we've kind of skipped, we've had more imagery of
The
biological symbols or whatever.
Yeah, well, the one that's on the right of where it's a sports ball is a neuron.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's a nerve cell.
Right, absolutely.
So, what does I don't know mean? What that's got to do with this.
What does it mean, Jeff?
What does it mean, Matt?
We have no way home with a circle around it and a spidey sense, which I liked. I like that a lot. Like they have a shot earlier of Spider-Man with a spidey sense going off, little yellow lines.
The eyes.
And so they put spidey sense around the name they decided on with an arrow pointing to the actual title. That's cool. It's like their spidey sense went off.
No place like home is trademarked.
Trademarked question mark, they say. Lots of cool little drawings of Spider-Man. Just more chemical symbols.
Do we think that the chemical symbols are either the web fluid or the chemical used to make Green Goblin or Hobgoblin?
You know, I was thinking that, like, so the last two movies have been sort of light on the science, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know he knows science and that he made his own web fluid and everything, but like, it's been kind of light on it, and I wonder if they'll dig into that more in this movie.
Yeah, the other two Spider-Man franchises have been very heavy on the, like, Peter Parker's a very science-oriented person. He's a great engineer. You know, he's got all this going for him, et cetera, yada, yada. But then this one has been more focused on his relationship with Tony. And I guess his relationship with his powers, they saw what had been done in the other ones and were like, you know, everybody knows he's great with science and, you know, he developed his own web fluid. That's really all we have to say. We know he's great with science and, you know, we can just show him being a nerd later.
Yeah.
I mean, he did in Homecoming, he did mess with the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And he also deconstructed the things that the Tinkerer had put together.
Yeah.
To like find that power source in the Chitauri weapon.
It was just, I feel like it was a little less light on, a little lighter than the other Spider-Man versions that on the science-y nature of Spider-Man. But I think that there's definitely room for them to continue to go into it. And the last couple things on the board. Put it on the board. I think this is interesting. Want to go home? We're already there. Is the reaction to want to go home?
Yeah, they're already home. They had a homecoming.
Right. We're already there. That's great. That means, like, maybe they mean Marvel. Maybe they mean I don't know what they mean there. This is the thing that interests me more than anything on the board.
All the little spiders.
So there's the Spider-Man No Way Home, and it's got spider webs. And then on one side, next to Want to Go Home, which is the only thing that's not scratched out, by the way, I think, other than the actual title. I think all the others are scratched out. Well, Home Sweet Home's not. It just says gross. Most of them are scratched out. But Want to Go Home is not. And on top of that, there's just tons of spiders like raining down off of the webbing. Which I know it may just be an imagery thing, but like, could that be a clue to the idea that there's like a multiverse and there's lots of Spider-Men in this movie?
You're wanting to go for live action Spider-Verse?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if we're going multiverse already, and we've had all these rumors about, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, probably Nicolas Cage, if I'm guessing, then Sorry. The
wind follows me.
Could all these little spiders mean something? Mean something deeper?
It all means something, Matt. There are no coincidences in the Marvel universe.
No coincidences at all. And then they have work from home, which is also scratched out, and it says, please, no.
Please, no.
So,
because we don't want to be reminded of just how damn awful this year has been.
Yeah.
We don't need another reminder.
Well, there's tons of cool stuff on the spider board. You guys, let us know if there's anything we missed or anything you guys interpret differently. I know there's a lot of chat already going on the Stranded Panda chat. I haven't had time to even look at it because we just hopped on it since we saw this. They had released the title. Lots of fun stuff on this board. So check it out. Let us know what you think. We're going to keep speculating, I'm sure, for the rest of time about what No Way Home means until December. It's like when it comes out.
Yeah, we got 10 months until this movie comes out.
I'm pumped, man.
We have less time until it comes out than it has been since the last one came out.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's great.
Feels like a very long time.
It's been a super long time.
Yeah. Well, guys, anything else you want to say about this name? I know we've talked for 25 minutes. We said we were going to go on for 10, but
that is how we do.
That is how the podcaster do.
A considerable amount of discussion.
So let us know what you guys think. We're going to get off of here. We love you all. Follow along the podcast, subscribe, hit notifications, all the things. If you're on YouTube, subscribe on whatever podcast you have, because we've got a lot more things to talk about with WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier starting in a few weeks. We're just so excited, guys.
Oh, man.
Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.